Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, the video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. Today, we're talking with Trevor Noonan from St. John Rochester and Sean Tomczak. And gentlemen, you've put together something called the Still Worship Collective. Why don't you start by telling us what that is?
Yeah, so the Still Worship Collective is a platform for Christian songwriters that are intentionally writing congregational worship music.
So yep. How did this all come together? How did it start? And kind of tell me, what are some of the reasons behind doing this?
Yeah, so Trevor and I, we were talking the other day, and Trevor and I have known each other for about, what, coming up on 25 years or so? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. We go back to middle school.
Yeah. And so you could say it's kind of been building for decades, but we're at a point now where really kicked it off about 2 years ago during the pandemic, where we just had some extra time and figured, hey, let's jump on some Zoom weekly co-writing sessions. And through those co-writing sessions and just really the way in which the Lord was leading, we just really had this idea of like, how can we take some of these songs, like Trevor was talking about, these congregational worship songs that are being written for and from the local church, and elevate them so that they can be shared through other churches.
Yeah. Okay. And I spent a lot of time over the years really kind of wrestling with God's calling, you know, like I've got this, I know this is a God-given gift to write. And Sean and I have been writing on and off over, like he said, decades now. And, you know, just becoming really getting a better idea of, as I pursued another opportunity to share these songs, realizing, you know, I'm not really fitting that mold. This drive for these congregational pieces really don't fit the mold to what's existing. And really the thought came, what about if there's a platform that really almost a Motown approach, like the song over who's performing it? And that's really where we started going, what about if there was a platform that we would really elevate these songs, and songs that really someone sharpened their pencil for the congregation? And that's what it was birthed out of. And Sean and I just we spent over a year and a half wrestling with what it was going to look like, what it could be. And now we're at the point of launching and sharing, and where we're starting is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I think Sean and I really want to see a community built out of this.
Obviously, you've got a number of folks who are writing songs that you would hear on, you know, different radio stations or whatever it might be. So this is kind of a different idea as opposed to what that is.
Yeah, I think a good way to think about it, at least the way I've been describing it lately. So if we have a leader in a church, whether it's a worship leader, could be anybody who's writing songs in their church, but they feel like they're called to that church. The idea is, how can we take what they're doing at their church and amplify it and elevate it, versus them having to feel like they need to get up and move to, you know, come to a larger church that's already has a music program, or that they need to get up and move to Nashville, or they need to do anything like that, because that's where the opportunity is. It's how do we allow them to serve the body that they've been called to there locally and still have a platform where they can share what God is still continuing to speak through that community.
Kind of speak to that a little bit, in the way that, you know, there are just a select few folks who can make that shift into, you know, Nashville or somewhere out there. So you're opening up this opportunity for others to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thought is, whether you've written one song or you've written 1,000, that we really feel that if it's God breathed, if it's God inspired, let's celebrate that. And let's make it available, because I really don't think God, as creators, when he gifts us as creators and writers, I don't think it's meant, sometimes it is, sometimes it's meant for just me. It's just a moment where I connect with God and I'm overwhelmed by the gospel truth, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's it at large when we're trying to write songs that glorify God. to sing together as a body. So that's exactly it. You know, we're not really focused on artist development or, you know, building someone's name up. And that's not knocking that platform. But for us, our focus is truly elevating these songs that are being sung in the local churches to make them available to other local churches.
And how can people get a hold of this? You know, how is it going to be available?
Yeah, so right now, the music is in the works, I would say. We've got a quarter one recording date set that hopefully we'll have these out probably, sometime next spring is where the first batch of these songs will start coming out. In the meantime, though, people can head over to thestillworship.com and can see a little bit more and helps to unpack a little bit of what's going on and what we're up to. Get in contact with Trevor or I. You have a song, we'd love to hear it and love to see if it fits really the mold we're looking for. There's something to, you know, it's a powerful moment when people are worshiping through song, and we really take that seriously. And so the songs that we want to elevate need to be contain truth in them. And as we're sitting there, and as you know, as we're singing these songs and these words are kind of marinating inside of us, whether we're conscious of what they're saying or subconscious of what they're saying, we want to make sure that the meat of what's there, that the core of what those songs are saying are doctrinal truth that are pointing people back to God, that are allowing them to worship Him at a deeper level, and then also to bring them into deeper relationship with Him.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, you know, you look in Scripture and say, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you know, confess with your tongue. Words matter. And we really want to make sure that what we are taking to our like as a worship leader, what I'm taking to my congregation and teaching them to sing in this contemporary, you know, it's contemporary music. So teaching them these new pieces, man, I better be sure that there is some real biblical rooted truth and what we're bringing to our congregations. And that's kind of at the behind the scenes moment of the Still Worship Collective. It's one of our kind of formative understandings of what we're trying to do here. So the words we sing together to God and proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ, man, we have some pretty strong convictions about what we're leading our people and singing. So I don't know if that totally makes sense, but it does to us.
No, it absolutely does. Yeah. Now, when you guys have talked to your friends and your peers, other, you know, worship directors and worship leaders, what has been their reaction to what you guys are doing?
A few times we hear, man, there's nothing out there that's taking this approach. Mm-hmm. In the sense of some of it, and we haven't shared about it, is long-term view of having that community platform where people, churches are sharing songs. You know, Sean and I kind of dove into the idea, and he says to me, you know, wouldn't it be incredible if a song through the Still Worship Collective platform, the community aspect of it, if, hey, this is what's really been working at our church, and without even having to have it professionally recorded and charts published, if churches started just sharing these songs with one another. And so people get we've seen guys get excited about, guys and gals that we've shared this with. There just seems to be this excitement, which has been an affirmation for Sean and I to continue to be obedient to what we really do feel is a call that God has placed in our lives at this season.
When you go to the Still Worship, stillworship.com, correct?
Yep.
Are you going to be targeting pastors more, worship directors, worship leaders? Is it good for anybody who wants to go there, check it out? You know, pastor might be looking for a song based on, you know, on this or that, whatever his message might be tailored to that week. Kind of speak to that. What's your guys' vision is for this?
Yeah, Sean, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, for sure. So right now, the site obviously open for anybody. It's really just a brief overview of kind of trying to capture what the vision is and point people in the direction of what it can be. I think we really have a heart for worship leaders, for creative folks within churches that are actively using those gifts that God is continuing to build up in the church, to help reach out to those people and empower them to continue to lead people in worship through creative arts, all of those sorts of things at the best way that they possibly can. So I think long-term, like the vision is really focused on those people, those worship leaders, those songwriters, those creatives within the church, but then obviously spreading throughout congregations, whether it's pastors like you described at some point potentially looking for a song, or just congregants that are looking to find different music that they can use in their personal lives of worship and everything like that. Yeah. But the core sweet spot, I think, is really trying to appeal to worship leaders and those creatives in the church.
Yeah, I think a key point here too is creatives in the church. It's not like you've got to be a me. You don't have to be leading up on, and maybe you're someone who's like, I'm not the person who's leading worship. But man, when I'm at home with the Lord and I'm playing music because I'm a musician, it's just spewing out of me. Like, let's celebrate that. And I think God will honor those songs that he's really driven and inspired. And let's get them out there.
So how do you want musicians and people to get a hold of you, to get in touch with you, to say, hey, give me some feedback on this? I think this might be good for your platform.
Right now we have the info at thestillworship.com. You can go to the website to thestillworship.com, and there's a way to sign up for newsletter. The other aspect is the goal of this is to be able to continue providing opportunity to record these songs for the writers at free of charge, right? So we need help doing that. We need support doing that. So there's a way for people to find us there, get behind it, help us breathe life into this vision. But yeah, right now the main funnel is through the website and through either a contact us form or info at thestillworship.com.
So you guys are just now kicking this off. What do you see eventually down the line, 4 or 5 years from now? Where would you love this to be? What's that goal?
I think I'll jump in, Trevor. And I think for me, the way that I've thought about this is really just thinking through what does community look like in a digital age where we have the ability to upload songs, to share songs, to do that sort of thing. And how do we create that community that creatives in the church feel like, hey, there's a place for me. And it doesn't require that I have to get up and move my family or do anything like that, that there's a spot that's here that we can serve those people. So we can serve worship leaders, we can serve creatives, whether it be through resources and content or just providing a platform for the songs that they're creating. But I think having a robust community of which songs are being shared without the requirements of, having to figure out how do I need to navigate a distribution deal and how do I need to arrange studio time and how do I need to do all these things? We want to be kind of a guiding source for them of encouragement and resources to help them continue to do what they're doing.
I think in partnership with that too, we want to be releasing volumes of these songs. So as songs kind of make their way through the community to see like, hey, more and more people, these pieces are really speaking to people at this season. Well, then our goal is to take those and take them into the studio, get the charts written, make those available as a resource for not only the leaders, but the people at the congregations. A lot of time our people come in, they go and seek out the song from the little copyright information at the bottom of the screen, and they're worshiping throughout the week from it. And then it's just that connection with the truth of God, the truth of Jesus Christ, and the scriptures that it's all rooted in. So I see that being a integral part of what we're doing in tandem with the community aspect. So the gear is worship leaders and creatives, but I feel like it's kind of like God just, he could really take this anywhere, and we want to be open to that.
and maybe you can help us out with this, is there a better way to get the information out there for worship leaders? Because you guys are not a huge, huge community, but do you guys get together often? How does this work? So kind of speak to the community of worship leaders, worship directors that you guys are a part of.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, everybody kind of creates different. Mm-hmm. I've been a part of bigger rites where you've got 5, 6, 7 people in a room, and that's cool, and it's a moment. And then you've got other people. You know, I got a guy locally in Metro Detroit, and he's part of one of the bigger places in the area, and you know, his sweet spot is alone, and it's clear, like, God is just breathing through. So it really looks different. I think being, you know, humility is huge, right? In the walk of the Christian walk, the posture of our hearts kind of sets the direction of where we go. And I think for worship people in today's day and age, there's a bit of a danger on what's motivating us to write. And I think as far as tools and aspects, how does it work? I think we all have to approach it, whether we're writing with a group or if we're writing alone. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? And I think God's going to continue to stretch each of us in our own personal walk, but to come before the Lord humbly, surrendering our gifts to Him, I think that's a critical first step. So that doesn't really answer the nuts and bolts aspect to your question, but I think the foundational understanding of what we're doing as writers for the church matter. Because if we start to go, oh, my drive is just because I love to lead and perform and do those things, those aren't wrong, but I think we got to go back to the motivation of what we're doing. So I don't know if Sean wants to add or correct me.
I have no correction for that comment.
No, but I do think, and you guys have made it plain and obvious that you put this together to make sure that it glorifies God. And that was your key and main point in doing this, right? You're what drives you.
Yeah, there's some I'm getting tongue-tied. You know, anonymity?
Is that anonymity?
Wait. Oh, now we got it.
Anonymity.
What a word. But it's important. It's an important word, even though I can't say it. You know, we're not going to be featuring Trevor Noonan. You know, there's some, I don't want to say hide. But again, it's about the songs and the content, lyrical content. And that's what the still's going to be. That's what it's always going to be. You know, there's plenty of other opportunities. And again, nothing wrong to do that, to branch out. But for us, it's the song. It's the content, lyrical content of the song. And that's what the Still Worship Collective is going to focus on releasing. For worship leaders, for creatives, and to the churches.
Trevor, Sean, we want to thank you guys so much for doing this. And we'll definitely help you get the word out with thestillworship.com. That's the place to find it. We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day.